So Yasmin's second question is that she loaned money to a non-Muslim on an Islamic contract. She doesn't collect a riba from him. She says, however, he has another loan from the bank, which he loaned to the bank, and he collects a riba from it. And he repays her with that riba money. Is this acceptable?
What he does with the money, or where he gets the money from, that's his business.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, once you started the process of lending him, if you thought that he was going to use the money for permissible things, then your loan to him is permissible.
Okay.
Now, once he gives you the money back, it's not your problem where he got it back, because this is a lump sum of money that you lent someone, and now he's paying it back to you.
Okay.
But if you initially gave him the money knowing that he's going to do something haram, he's going to invest in a winery, for example, or he's going to buy something of haram nature, or deposit it in the bank and get interest out of it, then you are contributing with him in this process, and you should seek Allah's forgiveness. Nevertheless, giving back the money to you, this is your money, this is your halal money, either way.